Hi, my name's Chris Pels. In this video, we're going to look at how you can use buttons on individual items in a list view control, not only to do standard operations like insert, update, and delete, but also how you can have a button raise a custom event for a special operation. So let's get started. We'll create a sample website. Now I'm going to create this website and we'll be working in Visual Basic here in the demo, but when you download the sample source code, you'll also be able to get this samples in C Sharp as well. Okay, to get started, we need to create a few preliminary things here before we look at the button events inside our list view control. Obviously, one is a list view control, the other is a data source for our list view control. Now, to keep things simple and self-contained in the demo, what I'm going to do is go over here and we're going to create an XML file as the source of our data. We'll just call it customers XML. Now obviously we could be using a SQL Server data source or anything else, but for the purpose of the demo, the main focus is here on the button event, so we'll just create a nice little simple XML file as our data source. And what we're going to do is create a list of customers, so our root element we'll call customers. And let's just create first name, an element called last name, and last but not least, we'll just create one called city. And let me just create that blank one. I'm going to put some data in here in a minute. I'm just getting the structure down there quickly so we don't have to type it. And so we'll put Bill Gates, give him Redmond. And we got Steve Ballmer. He'll also be in Redmond. And we got Steve Jobs. And he's located down in Cupertino. And let's take Paul Allen. And we're going to give him Seattle. And we'll also put in Scott Guthrie. And this just have a few data records. And we don't really, not really concerned with what the data is in terms of what we're doing here in the video. And we'll give him Redmond as well. Okay, so now we have a nice little XML data source. We need to create the visual aspect of our page. So we're going to use the ASP list view control. Now this is a new control in ASP.NET 3.5, but the principles that we're going to cover here in terms of the button events within inside of this list view control also apply to the grid view control, the repeater control, etc. So as I talk about the different principles of what's going on here with the button events, you can apply what we have here in the list view to the grid view control as well. As, you know, obviously some of the syntax is going to be different in terms of the formatting of the data within our control, but the principles of the buttons and the events and handling the events is all essentially the same. So let's call this our list customers. Give it a run at equals server. And we don't have our data source yet, but let me just put data source ID. And I know that we'll call that XML customers. And in fact, let's go up and create that data source now so we don't forget that. So ASP, we need an XML data source, an ID, and what do we call that? XML customers. Run at equals server. Let's just put that closing quotes in there. And we need a data file equal to, okay, so that's going to be the root slash, where do we put it there? Just right in the root. So we call it customers.xml. And there we have our data source. So now back down to the list view. Now, in case you haven't worked with a list view control, I'll just mention a few things as we get some data to display in our list view control, and then we'll be covering the button event stuff. So we need a layout template. The layout template is the major template that's the overall layout for our list view control. And the list view control, you probably worked with templates in a few of the other ASP.NET server-side controls. And the list view control is entirely template-driven, which gives you tremendous flexibility. And as you go into it, you'll see we're going to look at layout template and item template. There's also templates for grouping items, etc. And you can look into that more on your own, because that's kind of an aside to the main purpose of this video. So what we're going to do is simulate a grid view type layout, but we're going to use an HTML table. So I'm going to put a table element inside the layout template. And you need to have a run at equals server for some of these HTML elements, because they need to be accessible server-side when ASP.NET renders the list view control so that it can insert the appropriate data the way we want it. So inside of our table, we'll just put a table row, and this is where we want our data. Let me just actually do it like this. Now, this again needs a run at equals server, so it can be accessed server-side in the processing. And it also needs an ID. We're going to call it item placeholder. And this is a default name, and it's essentially a pointer to our next template, which we're going to create, which is an item template. And inside the item template, we'll put a table row. Again, we need run at equals server. And then inside of our row is where we're going to actually display some of our data. Let me just format this a little bit with Control D so the hierarchy is a little obvious. So the way this layout template works is, this is the overall layout. Every time it encounters a record in our data source, in this case our XML file of customers, it's going to substitute one instance of the layout template, because we called this ID of item placeholder, and that's a default name. So notice we have no name for our template down here. However, you can customize that. You don't need to use item placeholder. You can read about that a little bit more in the documentation on the list view control. So now we have our rows down here of data, and then what we'll do is inside this cell, we're just going to do a little XPath, and there we go. And if you're not familiar with this, this is how we can get at a specific element inside each customer in this case. And so what we want to get at is from the root, the first name. And let me just go back over and make sure that's what we called it. We did call it first name. So what happens is it iterates through each customer element. And so when we do the XPath, notice we're starting with the root of the current location, I should say, is indicated by this one dot. And that's giving us the child first name element for each customer. Let's just format that again. So now we should have our basic layout of our list view control. Let me just open the web page in the browser. Let's just take a look. There we are. We're getting our different first names. And we go to view source. Down here, you'll see that we're actually getting that table element and each row one for each customer in our little XML data source. So let me just flesh this out a little bit more. And what we're going to do is just put last name and down to city here. Let me just open that up, make sure we haven't made any mistakes before we move on to the next section. Okay, there we go. It's a little rough, but we do have our data there, and this is the basis for now looking at how we add buttons to each item, each row in this table, for example, and then how do we handle those associated events. So now we have the basic data being displayed in our list view. What we want to get into is adding buttons so that we can have actions performed on each item in our list view. And in the case of a list view control, there aren't specific controls like you have in the grid view, where there's a button field control that actually is kind of specialized to add a button to your grid view and is related to to specific events. Like in terms of the button field, you can make it of type of button equal to edit, and that initiates an edit event. Well, here in the list view control, as I said in the beginning, it's a much more generic approach to creating what's called a list. List being actually just any way to repetitively show records of data. So it's a little bit more manual process here, but it's actually better as an example to show you what's going on under the hood and how you create and handle these action buttons, so-called action buttons, for each item. And if you understand what's going on here in the list view control, then if you go over and read like about the grid view or repeater control, with the principles we've learned and covered here, you'll be able to, I think, quite easily figure out how to implement something very similar in those other controls. So with that said, what we want to do is create another table cell at the beginning of each row, and in here what we want, let's say, is one of the standard operations like edit. And you have other standard operations, for example, you have delete, and what else we have, edit, we have insert. So there is some core functionality in this and the other controls for those standard operations. So we'll take a quick look at those. They're pretty straightforward as to how you implement them, and then we're going to come back and focus on creating a custom action here in our list view. So what we need to do is we need to have a button control here in this first table cell, and it is important that you have a button control in here. If you just put like a standard hyperlink, it doesn't initiate the type of event that can be handled in this standard manner by the list view control. Same is true for the grid view control, for example. And let's just put a standard button in here. So we'll put an ASP.NET button. We could be using an image button, and we'll just give it an ID, and we'll call it this button edit. We're just going to show it do an edit here, run it equals server. And then let's say the text of this is edit customer. And then a very important thing that we need to put in here is the name of the command. And in the case of the list view control, this is what actually causes some of these core standard events like the start of editing, the start of inserting, etc. And so you need to look up in the documentation. The names are pretty easy to remember. In the case of edit, the command name just needs to be edit. So that's pretty straightforward and easy, and the other names are like delete, insert, etc. But they are listed in the MSDN documentation for the list view control. And now once we have this button here, what's going to happen is we're going to get this button displayed once for each item in our list. Let's just take a quick look at that. We have no event handler, so we're not going to be able to handle and do anything with it at the moment. But here now we have our buttons for each customer in our list. We can click it. You can see the page is posting back. We're not handling events, so we're not getting anything going on here. So now in order to add that event for our edit button, what I'm going to do is go in the design mode. And let me go over to the properties. We'll look at the events for the list view. And as I scroll up here, you can see under the action group, there's a number of events that relate to the standard actions that are kind of built into the core functionality of the list view. You also have something analogous in the grid view. And in this case, we're going to look at the one called item editing. And as we can see down here in the help, it says fires when an edit event is generated within the list view. And because we have given the command name edit to our edit customer button, it's going to implicitly in the control fire this item editing event. So if I double click on this and we'll add an event handler in the code behind, you can see we're in default ASPX.VB. Now this event is fired each time an editing instance or event is created. Now in the case of the list view control, it actually has something pretty neat, and let's just take a quick look at that. We've done an item template, and it also has what's called an edit item template. So this gives you some great flexibility. So what we can put in here is something totally different from what we have in terms of the row of, in this case, our table. If you've worked with a grid view, you know that you can do editing, but you're kind of restricted to that row in the grid, and you can have like a text box appear and edit the name, the customer name in this case, and so forth, but you're really restricted to that kind of row, horizontal row in the grid view. But here you can have anything you want in the list view for an edit item template. So let me just create something quick and dirty here, and we'll create a text box, and we'll say ID equals first name, run equals server, and columns, let's just give this 20 columns. Let me close that off, and in fact let me just close the tag so we don't need the end tag. And let me go over here. We're going to copy this. We'll just put a line break, put another one, and in this one we'll just call last name. And what I would just want to show you here is how this works in terms of the list view. Let me format that so we can see a little bit. So what's going to happen here is when we click edit, it's going to show us this template. This event over here is going to fire, and in this case what it's going to show us is in this event, let me scroll over to the right a little bit, it's got a set of event arguments coming in here specific to editing, and it's going to show us in here the index of the row that is going to then be edited, and we could do some custom actions if we want. The main focus here is we're trying to understand the relationship between that button having a command name of edit and the corresponding event that is fired. And in the case of a list view, it's also going to associate it with the edit item template. Let me just put a breakpoint here so we can see this event being fired. We'll go back over to our page. And now let's run this and see what happens when we click that edit customer button. So we'll fire this up in the debugger. Get our list with edit customer. Let's click leg number 2 here, which is the bomb customer. You see we're getting, it's firing our edit event. If we hover over here, there we go, and we look inside the event arguments, it's showing us the index, which is 1 because it's 0 base. We're on Steve Ballmer, which is the second one, so it's edit index number 1. And if we let it run from there, what happens is now it's showing us those two text boxes in our edit item template. We're missing actually two buttons here to allow us to get out of the edit mode. Let me close this down. We'll go back over to our page. Let me quickly put that in, and there we are down here. There's the end of our div. And what we want to, well, let's just put another, quickly put a line break in here. And it'd be button ID equals button cancel, run at equals server. And again, the command name is important. And what we want in here is cancel. And this is a specific command name, which is recognized by the control, which will cause an event to be fired. So let me put that. Let's just put a non-breaking space. Another button. ID equals, let's see, button update, run at equals server, and the command name here, let's see, and again, this is a standard name, is update, and the text equals, just call it update, and close that off, and we just need, where we go, right back over here, we just need some text for this one. And we'll just call that cancel. And what's going to happen here when we show these, let me actually go back to the design mode and go back into our events. And as you can see, there it is, an item canceling event. So we'll add that. And we'll go back over. And where is it? Item updating. There's actually an updated, which fires after the update command is executed. So we'll add this event handler. Let me just put breakpoints on those. Go back over here to the page. Go back in the source view. So now we should get our buttons in here in our edit mode, and they're firing some associated events. Again, the important concept here is that we're adding buttons, and so far these buttons are corresponding to kind of core built-in event handlers. And some of the actions, such as displaying this edit item template, are built into the control, so you don't have to do that if you don't, or I should say, you don't have to do anything to get that edit item template to display. Obviously, we could go one step further here and not use the edit item template and have our own custom form come up if we wanted to in the editing process. But this edit item template is quite flexible, so probably in most cases you'd be able to use it. But again, let's fire this up and take a look. Alright, let's open up the page in the debug mode. Get our list, we'll edit customer. We go to our item editing event. We saw that a few moments ago. We get the form, now we have cancel and update buttons. If we hit the cancel button, now we're down here in our item canceling event corresponding to that. And remember that that is being fired because we have given our button down here the name of cancel in the command name. And it's a very important concept because that is inherently mapping this button to some specific actions here in our list view control. And if we flip back over, and we also have an update button. In fact, I think we're still in the break mode here. So let me just make sure that runs along. There we go. And we canceled out of editing that record. We can go back into edit customer. And we could also click update. Not going to click that, or else I'll click it and I'll show you what happens, because we're using an XML data source for simplicity here. It's going to tell us that update is not inherently supported here. We'd have to do some custom code in the updating event in order to write data back to an XML structure. If we're using SQL Server and we had, you know, our corresponding insert, update, either stored procedures or the appropriate actions in our data SQL Server data source, then it would actually update our record. I'll click it just to show it to you. It does go down into the event handler, which is our focus here, and we would need to perform some custom actions here. If I let this run on from here, you're going to see we're getting an error because we're using an XML data source. It says a specified method is not supported. So we've looked thus far at some kind of built-in event handlers for standard operations, editing, and then within editing, canceling and updating. Now let's go back over to our page and let's build on what we've learned here, and let's look at how we add a button with a custom action here in our list view control. So what we want to do now is add a button that causes a custom action in contrast to the standard kind of built-in action such as insert, update, and delete. So do that, let me add another cell to our table, and we're going to put another, just our standard ASP.NET button control in here, and let's just call this button custom, and run at equals server, and text, we'll just put custom action, and we'll just got to put those opening quotes over here, and then what we need is to put a command name, as we did with the previous one, and as I said before, that the command name edit is built into the control. It's a special name and causes the control to perform specific actions, and there's a list of insert, edit, and so on. Now if you use a command name here that's not recognized by the control, in this case we'll call it just custom, and what will happen here is that instead of one of the specific events that are built into the control firing, there's going to be a special event, kind of generic event handler for any action or event that occurs inside of our list view control called the item command event. And let's go back over here to the design mode, and let's go into the Yeah, we're in the properties. Let's get our list view control. Let's go over to the events, and as you saw, we have these events that are specific to certain things like editing and updating. And if we look up here in the list, there's one called item command. If we look down at the help below, it says fires when an event is generated within the list view control. So, and a very important concept in the list view, and really in the major container controls like the grid view and the repeater as well, is that there are some built-in actions which we've looked at already, but in this case of a button inside of the control which is acting as a container, where there isn't a built-in action that the item command event is fired. And what happens is the button event is fired internally, it's passed up to the container, in this case the list view control, and in the event handler we're going to get some information about what item or what control inside of our list view caused this event to happen. And the way we know what happens is based upon the command name. So we'll go in here and add an event handler for the item command event. And we have, let me scroll over to the right, we have an event arguments come in here called the list view command event arguments. And what happens in there is there's several properties. Let's add a select case statement, and we'll use the instance of the event arguments. And as you can see, there's a command argument property, a command name, a command source, and item. Item in this case representing the list view item object that where the button resided when it was clicked. So what we're interested in is the command name. And as you might suspect, what we can do in this case statement is we could put custom in here. And then what would happen is that if the button was fired that has the command name of custom, then we could kind of trap that particular command name and process whatever we wanted to. Let's say this button is supposed to send an email to each customer, a standard follow-up email, and so we'd click on the custom action button, it would come in here, we'd parse through it, and the command name would be custom, and then we could go call off to whatever code is necessary to send our email to the customer. So let's just take a look quickly at how this works. We'll put a breakpoint here on the select case, and we'll fire up the website, and we have a new button on our page called custom action, one for each item, just like we did with the edit customer. We'll click on this one, we come into our item command event handler, and if we look inside of this instance of the event arguments, we'll see that the command name is custom, and that corresponds to the custom command name that we put in our code on the ASPX page. So that would allow us to trap this custom item. And in fact, let me just let this run through. I want to show you something else. Let's click on the Edit Customer button and see what happens. We click on that, and notice that also comes into the item command event handler. If we look at the command name here in this instance, we'll see that the command name is edit. So not only are the built-in commands being handled here in the item command, or at least the item command event handler is being fired, but it's also being fired for our custom events. And let me actually go up here, that was edit, and let me put a breakpoint back here on the item edit event handler. Well, let me run this through again. And you can see what's happening is that it goes to the item command event handler first and then to the specialized item editing event handler. So one of the things that you can do is you could actually trap the standard edit or other events like that and do specialized things in addition to being able to trap and handle our custom events. Now there's one other aspect of this I want to show you, and we're going to go back down over to default ASPX, and let's go out to our custom button right here. And one of the things that we could also use here is a attribute called command argument, and I think you can probably guess what's going to happen with this. Just like the name custom is passed into the item command event handler, whatever is in this command argument will also be passed into our item command event handler, and that can be useful if we want to have a specific piece of information, maybe something that uniquely identifies our item. So in this case, let's just demonstrate how this works and what we want to put in here. And what I'm going to do is access the XML structure again, and we're going to put in XPath, and we're going to put, oh, let's say first name into there. And so now what will happen is the command argument will actually contain the value of first name for, in this case, each of our customers. So let's open this up and look at it. So open the page in the debugger. We'll click on one of our custom actions. Let's click on this one next to Paul Allen. We're into our item command event handler. We go into the instance of the event arguments, and you can see not only do we have the command name of custom, but we have the command argument value of Paul because we took that from the first name element in our XML file. Now, since we're working with an XML file, it's a little more manual approach to doing that, and let me show you something over here in our list. This is right up here is our list view tag, and let me show you an attribute in here called data key names. And what data key names does, and I should say this works on the SQL Server data source, it won't work here on our XML data source where we had to kind of manually get the piece of information out of our XML file. And data key names, in that you put the names of, in the case of SQL Server data source, the names of the columns that are the primary keys in each row of data. So let's say we had a column in a equivalent SQL Server data source called customer ID. If we were to put customer ID as our data key's name value, and you can put one to many values in here, isn't restricted to just one customer ID. We could have other columns if we have other primary keys. What will happen is the control will automatically take the value from the customer ID column and put it into a collection called data keys. And if this was SQL Server, as I said, what we could do over here in our handler processing is we could use the data, get at the data keys collection in our list view control, and we could look at the actual value of the customer ID for the item that was clicked and caused this item command event handler to fire. And that would be kind of a shortcut to us finding out the primary key of the item, and then we could use that, obviously that uniquely identifies the item that was clicked, and we could do our processing. For example, as I said, we might want to send an email, so we could just send off a call to a particular method that sends our email past the primary key, the customer ID, and then it could look it up in the database, get the information, send our email, etc. So that's just a little way with a SQL Server data source to uniquely identify the record that is being or associated with being processed. I was going to say being associated with the button that was clicked. So I'm going to take that out because, as I said, that doesn't work for the XML data source. In the case of XML, what I did is I, in a little more manual way, got a value out of our XML file. I got first name, and we could have had a unique ID for each customer in our XML file, and I could have then been getting the ID of the customer here and passing that as the command argument. So that's how you create a button with a custom command name and handle it in the code behind. You are not restricted to having one custom button. You can have as many buttons as you want. You obviously have to give each of them a unique command name so you can identify them when you process the action in the event handler in the code behind. The custom buttons in combination with the standard buttons give you quite a bit of power and control to perform actions on individual items in the list view control. So now you should be ready to implement a list view or other similar controls like a grid view or a repeater control and have buttons in your individual items in those controls, both standard buttons as well as custom buttons. I encourage you to download the sample source code associated with this video. It's available in C# as well as the Visual Basic we used here in the video, and use it as a basis for implementing this functionality in your own website. This is Chris Pels. Thanks for watching this video on implementing buttons in an ASP.NET list view control.